This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
Today, we're here with Carl Waldrop, the founder and CEO of Dotted, a SaaS platform that's expediting leasing transactions. Kyle, what's going on in your world? What are you seeing right now?
Hey, Sarah, thanks for having me on the podcast. Really an honor and a privilege to be here. Lots going on. Different markets, obviously, seeing different levels of leasing activity. But where I am, based in Dallas, Texas, we're starting to see things get back, not to normal, but at least go up from zero. So we're starting to get some good deal flow on the tool, and a lot of customers are reaching out to see if they can get on Dotted. So that's kind of where we stand right now.
Carl, there's a lot to talk about. I'm excited. I'd love to start by learning more about your background. How did you go on to become a founder, especially in this category?
Sure. So it's an unlikely story. I'll take you back 5 years or so. I was a senior in college at Southern Methodist University here in Dallas, so SMU. And I was going to go into commercial real estate. I was going to be an office leasing agent, and decided that during my interview process, I would ask probably all the wrong questions, because I didn't know any better at the time. I was, 22 at the time. And so, yeah, I just started asking questions about what technology leasing agents were utilizing, what property owners were utilizing on their kind of technology stacks, et cetera, and really trying to better understand the friction points in which I was going to deal with, because being a leasing agent, I was going to have to deal with all of the inquiries to the tours, to the trade of collateral, to the documentation, to trying to get tenants in, and tenants getting rent paid ultimately to the owner. So tried to understand that process as best as possible, and that led me actually to turning down the job, because I didn't see technology being used in a holistic manner that I thought was really suitable to, frankly, my working style, my personality. So at that ripe young age, I turned down the job, cashed out my savings, moved home, and decided that I was going to go try and solve the problem. So
I understand. You're a 22-year-old kid applying for your first job. You interrogate the interviewer, right? So you interview them. You basically do your customer discovery, and you try to understand their workflow management, how they work, and what type of technology they use. You weren't impressed because there was no technology, so you felt, okay, this sucks. I'm going to go build a company. Is that really what happened? Just like that?
Yeah, literally what happened. I actually will never forget the day I was in the conference room of a very large brokerage firm that had offered me a job. And I had just turned down the job at the conference table. And the guy who was in the room with me told me that I was completely nuts and to not come back and look for a job at their firm.
He closed the door on you.
Oh, yeah, it was done. I mean, you can imagine the guy had been, guy had spent 20 or 25 years in the business and probably made a lot of money. And that was just his world. And I don't blame the guy at all. But I knew there was an opportunity from the beginning point. I had no idea how I would address it, how I would solve it, what I would do to begin learning about the space outside of the space. But in a lot of ways, that's some of the best times to go be an entrepreneur, because you're not cluttered or clouded by anything that would preclude you from doing something or solving a problem. And so fast forwarding kind of summer of 2016, which was the start of all this, to the summer of 2018, I got 5, 10, 15, 60 minutes with anybody that would give it to me. And that was CEOs of large corporations, down to construction managers and individual property managers and individual buildings, and just asked a ton of questions. I wanted to know why people used what they used, how it affected their daily workflow, and what it meant for the long-term, really, sustainability of their own job. Was it something that was helping them promote efficiency? Was it reducing friction in their everyday life? And ultimately found a lot of synergy across a lot of the questions in the commentary and built out it.
How did you ask the questions? Did you know what you wanted to build? And did you go and say, I'm thinking of building X, do you like it? Or did you go through customer discovery in a different way?
Yeah, so I kind of had my own little box, and the box was I wanted to take something like Asana or Trello or Monday.com and kind of put it into the commercial leasing process, But outside of that, it wasn't as well defined. I'd written out a lot of things. I've saved all these legal pads of notes where I would stay up late at night, early hours of the morning, where I was doing reading on Google or just in books that I bought. And I'd roll these legal pads and I would take it to these meetings and I'd be like, oh, see, like this could happen this way. And a lot of times people are like, yeah, that's a great idea. You should think about it from this perspective, from the brain of a commercial real estate user. And so the customer discovery was really a blend of kind of my thoughts and my vision of being uncluttered, combined with the actual fact and realism of the commercial real estate use case. And so it really created a cool story.
You know, there's probably two ways to go about doing customer discovery. And most people would say the second of the two is the right way to do it. The first way is you're married to an idea and you want to go and just say, what do you think of this idea?
Right.
And often the downside of that is you're asking your mother, you're asking your friends, and they don't want to hurt your feelings. And they're not going to be very honest with you. Mm-hmm. And you're only solving a problem that you're not understanding the problem deeply enough. You already think you've got the solution. The other way of doing it is not talking about your idea until the very end and just going through a process of why, what does that mean? Being very irritating, really, you know, and sometimes it feels like you've got no agenda. And that allows you to gain a really interesting view of the problems. Now, how did you go about doing it versus the two? And did it change over time? Because I think your interview must have been just a pure customer discovery. Did it revolve after that, or did you keep trying to validate that there is a problem, or did you jump to the solution?
Yeah, I jumped to the solution pretty quickly. Actually, by the end of fall of 2016, I'd had enough meetings actually at three of the largest brokerage firms in the world. I had somehow managed to climb the ladder, though I had nothing, literally nothing. I had somehow managed to climb the ladder of influential people that, in my view, had influential thought. And after about getting five people to say like, yeah, that's a real problem, I see that every single day, I was like, bingo, we've got it. Now I transitioned to, okay, great. And so what's funny, I actually went to meetings and I was like, well, these people, and I would mention them by name. And so I would literally take what they were facing. And I was like, do you disagree with the problem that they're facing? And then I played that out for basically another 75 or 100 meetings. And ultimately over time, what that did is that drove the solution really, really well. I knew what the solution needed to be. And frankly, the solution actually was somewhat of what I initially come up with was this workflow ideal, this project management, process management type of technology, but it just honed it in really quickly. And so then starting in spring of 2017 and summer 2017, we were off to the races on the solution side.
So it sounds like a hybrid. Sounds like you don't want an open-ended customer discovery process where you're looking at all their problems and how they work.
Correct.
I want you to focus on this problem. Let's keep it focused.
Correct.
Let's dive into this problem and let's increase your understanding of the levels of different problems they face. That then drove towards a solution, which you could go back to and say, remember this problem? Here's our solution. What do you think? Did those people you did customer discovery eventually become pilot users or clients?
Yes.
I wonder about the guy that closed the door on you. Did you ever go back to him?
So I know him. I actually saw him for the first time about 3 years later. And we kind of actually just met randomly. And he was like, oh, what are you up to? And I was like, oh, well, you know, you remember when? And he totally remembered me. There was no doubt about it. You know, I told him I started this company and he's actually become a friend, which has been great. So kind of all is good that ended well.